Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my radio and live audience. I want to welcome you to the Elim Network. I am your host, Bishop Lamont A. Jordan, and this is Controversial Talk. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for you being with us. Amen. Praise the Lord on our first broadcast on tonight. Amen. We have some topics and we have some subjects that we want to share with you. Amen. And we don't have a lot of time, so we're not going to waste, amen, any time either. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for you being with us. Amen. We pray that everything is good and well on your behalf. Amen. Our topic tonight, praise the Lord, is the lie about losing your soul salvation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The lie about losing your soul salvation. Praise the Lord. That is our topic tonight. And underneath our topic, we have subjects. Praise the Lord. And these subjects will be dealt with, amen, individually. But it also have to do with, amen, this topic. The lie about, amen, losing your soul salvation. And the first thing I would have to ask is that, praise the Lord, what is it that I can do to earn salvation? Ask yourself that question. What can you do to earn soul salvation? And the only answer could be nothing. Well, I want to share this with you. If there's nothing I can do to earn my soul salvation, there is impossible to lose my soul salvation. I didn't want to leave you with that thought, praise the Lord, because we're hearing of so many different things in the body of Christ, praise the Lord, and people just don't know what to believe these days. So I want to share briefly with you, amen, a couple of scriptures, and I want to expound on them likewise. I want to say one thing. This broadcast in no ways whatsoever is to condone, nor is it to condemn any person's moral, amen, praise the Lord, behavior. Whatever your behavior is, that's between you and you, praise the Lord. So this broadcast is nothing; it has nothing to do with condoning or condemning anyone's moral behavior, praise the Lord. This broadcast is merely aimed for one purpose. It is to show you how you can never lose your soul salvation, providing that your soul salvation is based and founded on the grace of God through faith. Amen. Let us get started because we are pressed for time. And I do want to read one scripture, if you will allow me, praise the Lord. And then later on, we're going to answer some questions if we have some listeners, amen, and they want to call in. Come on, feel free to call in 347-989-8374. Come on and call with your questions, praise the Lord, because this is a deep topic. It's a topic that many don't want to deal with. But I want you to know tonight, praise the Lord, this is something that we must deal with because many people do not know who they are serving. Hello. So again, our topic is the lie about losing your soul salvation. Now, we have some topic, we have some subjects that are working together with this topic. The subject will be, and I don't know if we'll be able to cover all of the subjects tonight, but praise the Lord, we're going to do whatever the Lord would put on our hearts, amen, and allow us to do. And whatever we can't do tonight, amen, praise the Lord, next week, we will look forward to you being with us also, praise the Lord, and we're going to, with the help of the Lord, do the best that we can. Amen. Now, our first subject under this topic will be fornication and adultery. Fornication and adultery. Our second subject under this topic will be masturbation. Masturbation. The next subject under this topic will be homosexuality. Now, when I say homosexuality, I'm talking about we covering everything. We're going to cover lesbian. We're going to cover gay. We're going to cover transgender. And we're going to also cover, praise the Lord, she men. I don't know if you ever heard of she men, but man, I'm telling you, there's some stuff up out here. But I want you to know and I want you to understand one thing. And another subject we're going to be covering is what makes a person a self-righteous hypocrite? What makes a person a self-righteous hypocrite? My God, from Zion, we're going to have a good time up in here. Look at here. I want you to open your heart, open your minds, get rid of tradition, and get rid of religion for this here half an hour that we're going to be together. Let us go into the Word of God. And I'm coming to you from St. John's 3rd chapter, verse 16 and 17. And it reads thus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God, amen, for that. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word. And I want to use that 17th verse. And the 17th verse says again, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Are you understanding what we're saying here tonight? Praise the Lord. God did not send his Son Jesus Christ into the world to beat up the world. He did not send his Son into the world to condemn and to condemn anyone. God sent his Son into the world to forgive the imputation of sin, and that is it. Amen, somebody. But we're living in a time that, praise the Lord, my God, we hear so many strange things. We hear strange songs. We hear all kind of condemning things. We have sometimes we see the church walking in fear. Look at here, y'all. I said it again. We see the church walking in fear of sin. Hello, somebody. Now, again, like I said before, we're not condoning and we're not condemning. Hello, somebody. We're basically just here to show you how you can never lose your soul salvation. God bless you. Praise the Lord. And so let's go, and we're going to deal with the first subject. The first subject is fornication. Well, fornication and adultery works together, but fornication just means that you're having intercourse or sex and you're not legally married. Praise the Lord. And adultery means that you are married and you're having intercourse or sex with someone that is not your spouse. Amen. But what I want to bring out is that fornication is not a sin. Hello. Watch out now. Well, I want you to come on here now. Come on out here. Call up. Question. I'm going to say this again. Fornication is not a sin. Let me clean that up. Fornication is not an imputable sin unto condemnation. Are you with me tonight? I said fornication is not. It is not a sin imputable unto condemnation. In other words, because you fornicate does not mean that you're going to hell. That is impossible. We just read, the Son did not come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. What is fornication? Then we ask the question, what is fornication? Realize that fornication is nothing but a consensual act. It is a consensual act. That's all it is. A consensual act between two people or maybe even three or four people. Well, we get into a different level of fornication when we begin to talk about orgies and stuff like that. But in general, the word fornication only means that individuals has come to an agreement that they want to have intercourse. Now, this is not a sin. Y'all got to understand what a sin is, first of all. The Bible, let me explain something to you. The Bible declares that he that committeth sin trespasseth the law. Is that right? Mm-hmm. He that committeth sin passes against the law. Amen? And then it goes on and it says like this. For sin is the transgression of the law. Are you understanding what I'm saying here? It's clear what sin is. Sin is, the Bible says, 1 John 3:4, sin is the transgression of the law. In other words, what sin is when you violate the law. The law says this. The law says do not do this. And you do it. That's sin. But my question is this. My question is this. If sin is the transgression of the law, and Romans 7:7 says it like this. It says, well, how would I know that I'm sinning except there be a law that says this or that is a sin? You understand what I'm saying? How can I know that I'm sinning? How would I know that I'm sinning? Well, what the Bible basically says, how would I know that I'm lusting, Romans 7:7, unless there be a law that says I'm lusting? Praise the Lord. Well, here we go again. What is sin? The Bible tells us clearly what is sin. The Bible says that sin is the transgression of the law. Now, I would ask a question. Where is the law? Are you with me? Where is the law? Well, Ephesians 2:15 says that the law was abolished. Colossians 2:14 says it was blotted out and nailed to the cross. Galatians 5:1 says, leave it there. Leave it alone. Don't go after it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Where there is no law, you cannot condemn as sin. Well, the Bible says like this, Romans 5:13. Before the law, sin was always in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Are you getting what I'm saying here? I'm saying there is no law. There is no law applicable to Christians. Romans 6:14. Sin shall not have dominion over thee. Why? Because you are not under the law, but you're under grace. Listen, my friends, my brother, my sister. If your foundation in this Christian walk is not grace, you're going to miss it. I'm not saying you're going to not be saved. I said you're going to miss the understanding of why Jesus came. We read that the Father did not send Jesus to the earth or to the world to condemn the world. No. He gave us power over sin. That's why the Bible says, sin shall not have dominion over thee. Sin cannot touch you. Are you understanding what I'm saying here? Sin cannot touch you. It cannot send you to hell. Well, let's look at it this way. 1 Corinthians 15th chapter. I think it's verse 53 to 55. It asks a question, and it deals with sin. It says, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? And then it breaks it down and says it like this. The sting of death is sin. But sin gets its power from the law, which there is no more. So sin has nothing, no power over the Christian. Although you sin, it's not imputable unto you. Now, the word imputable means exactly that you're not held accountable. You're not held accountable. Well, let's see what God said here. 2 Corinthians 5:19. The Bible declares that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. Did you hear what I just said? In other words, God's concern is that you come back to him. That's what God is concerned with, to come to him, not through works, not through being a good person, nothing caused you to lose your salvation, and nothing can earn salvation. You being a good person is very good, but it's not going to get you saved. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What I want you to understand is that sin cannot prevent you from making it in. My God, sometimes. The lie about losing your soul salvation. Now, let's get back to this here fornication here. I explained to you before, fornication can never cause you to lose your soul salvation, because there's no law by which it can be identified as a sin. Under grace, remember what the Bible says, for by grace are ye what? Saved. How? Through faith. And then the Bible goes on to say, and this has nothing to do with you. You haven't done anything to learn it. You can't do anything to earn it. Why? Because it's the gift of God. And then it goes on and says, not by the law. See, that word works. It's actually not by law. Because if it was by the law, the Bible says you would have wherewith to boast in the book of Romans. Amen? So the Bible says, not by works, lest any should boast. And this is the problem we have in the church. Folks are boasting. Because anytime someone can see a fault in you, that's a form of boasting. This is why Jesus said, take the mote out of your own eyes before you take the speck out of your brother's eye. That's why Jesus said, he that without sin, cast the first stone. What was he saying? He was saying, everyone, I don't care if you're a bishop, I don't care if you're an apostle, I don't care who you are, there's something wrong in you. But thank be the God, Jesus Christ, he cleans you up. He makes you everything you need to be to make it into heaven. Let me say this. There is no more sin unto condemnation. There is, however, consequences. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if I do something, I must deal with the consequence. Consequence is not going to send me to hell. What will send me to hell is condemnation. What did Jesus now say? He said, the Father did not send me to condemn, but that the world through him might be saved. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for that. Amen. And then, a lot of people talk about, no, you got to get married. Go on, get married. No, you get married. Don't be fornicating. You fornicate, you're going to hell. That's ignorance. That is just pure ignorance. You see, this is what happens when we don't study the Word of God. When we don't study the Bible and we want to apply Scripture without its foundational meaning, we make it say what we want it to say. We got to stop thinking that the Bible is God. The Bible is not God. The Bible is a book. Well, years ago they used to say it was a good book. That's a good book. I think they still say that. I say it every once in a while. It's the good book. But the Bible is not God. And nothing inside the Bible is an obligation to do. Hello. Oh, y'all get I want some callers here. I want some callers. And in a little while, we're going to open up the lines. Praise the Lord. If there's any callers, you'll come and call in with your questions, with your comments. Amen. But this is the word. So we see that, you know, a lot of times folks, they get married because the church wants them to get married. They get married because they don't want the persecution from the people. But you are in error if you get married because other people want to get married. Or you don't want to be called a fornicator. No, baby, call me a fornicator because I would not get married unless I know who I'm marrying. Hello, somebody. Let me tell you like this. Fornication is not a sin. The error that many of us make is that we get married and then we find out who we married. Hello. I believe that you need to live with a person at least 3 years. Get to know who that person is. Maximum 5 years. Get to know who that person is. After all, listen, divorces are kind of expensive. Amen, praise the Lord. But I would not urge anyone to get married just because the church says get married. Fornication is not a sin unto with that it would be imputable unto condemnation. Understand that. For sin is the transgression of the law. And where there is no law, sin is not imputed. Romans 5:13 again. Huh? Y'all see what I'm saying here? Before the law came, sin was only in the world. But sin is not imputed. It's not counted. You're not held accountable where there's no law. No, okay. I know you're going to say, yeah, but grace is not a license to sin. My God, from time. Who would say something as ignoramus as that? No one said that grace is a license to sin, but I said it before. Grace is not a license to sin, but grace is there so when we sin, and we are going to sin. Every one of us are going to sin one way or the other. You know, you can sin even in your heart, not even knowing it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Peter said it like this, if I may. Peter said, listen, our forefathers were not able to stop sinning. We were not able to stop sinning. And he asked the question, he said, why are you going to ask the disciples to stop sinning when they're not going to be able to stop sinning either? 15th chapter of the book of Acts. I just paraphrased it. Amen. So, listen, you get married because the church wants to get married. You get married because you think that makes you holy. It don't make you holy. You're not pleasing to God. The only thing that can please God, the only thing that you can do and I can do to please God is accept his gift, Jesus Christ. That's the only thing we can do. A ring on your finger is not going to make your partner faithful. A ring on your finger is not going to make them responsible. A ring on your finger doesn't mean that they love you. A ring on your finger don't mean that they're not going to knock you upside your head. A ring on your finger don't mean nothing. You know what a ring on your finger means? That if we get divorced, half and half. That's what a ring on your finger means. So you go and you get married, and then 8 months later you want to get a divorce because you can't live with the person. And this is why I say you need to live with a person before you get married. And if the pastor don't like it, I won't say what I want. Amen, somebody. Because this is not a sin. And the problem that we have in the churches today, praise the Lord, is that we are in error. We don't understand what we're doing. And then you get crazy songs and crazy doctrines. You know, if you listen to what they're saying, it just doesn't make sense. Listen, I'm running out of time, praise the Lord, and I have a lot to talk about. Amen. I wanted to talk about masturbation, praise the Lord, but I'm going to leave that for next week, praise the Lord. But I want you to know that fornication is not a sin. It's not an imputable sin unto condemnation. Amen. Because Jesus did not come to condemn. And the Christian, the saints, are saved by grace. Stop mixing up Jesus' gospel with Paul's gospel. Jesus' gospel was unto the children of Israel. Paul's gospel was for everyone. That's another subject. That's another topic. Praise the Lord. So we thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think we have about 5 minutes. If there's any questions, Anyone on the line, praise the Lord. I'm okay. I'm ready. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I thank God for this year, time coming out, being able to be on the air. Praise the Lord. We thank God for our brother, H.D. Smith, amen, who has allowed us this opportunity to be on this broadcast. Amen. Again, this is our first broadcast. And praise the Lord, I want you to understand that, praise the Lord, we are here live, praise the Lord, and we are here to do one thing, to show you and tell you that you can never lose your soul salvation, because sin has no power over you. Sin cannot do a thing as to touching your salvation. What did Jesus, what did John say? Behold, the Lamb of God taketh away the sin of the world. But a lot of times, it seems like many of us are saying that God did not do his job right or good enough. Praise the Lord, that we keep on putting people in sin. You cannot put people in something that does not exist. Sin has no more dominion over us, because we are not under the law, but we are under grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. So keep that in mind. Praise the Lord. And again, I want to remind you that this broadcast in no way is to condone or is it to condemn. Praise the Lord, because everyone has their own way of doing things, praise the Lord, and you are accountable to yourself. Is that right? Amen. And God is so good. I want you to know, if you want to get saved, you want to be saved, you want to become a Christian, just accept Jesus Christ in your life, praise the Lord, by confessing that he is the Lord and Savior. He is the Son of God. He is crucified on the cross. And if you believe in your heart that he was risen on the third day, praise the Lord, and give us a call, 989-8374. Amen. This is the Elim Network. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this is Controversial Talk. Amen. Praise the Lord. My live audience out there, I praise the Lord. I don't know. I believe I'm recording. Praise the Lord. I got so much material up here. I think I've overstudied. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think I overstudied for this. Amen. Praise the Lord. But our next subject will be masturbation. And I want you to be clear on this. Masturbation is not a sin. Hello, somebody. It is not, I'll say it again, it is not an imputable sin unto condemnation. And I'm going to explain to you what masturbation and fornication has in common. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to leave that for next week. This is that we're running out of time, praise the Lord. And we're going to also be talking about homosexuality. Homosexuality is not a sin. It's not an imputable sin unto condemnation. Amen. Well, y'all be good. God bless you. And we thank God for you coming out and being with us. Amen. Remember, this is Controversial Talk with your host, Bishop Lamont A. Jordan. No, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Amen. It is in Christ Jesus. Listen, there's nothing that can make you lose or cause you to lose your soul salvation. You'll be good. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want some response. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to, if I have any questions on live, I'm going to answer them when I get off. Praise the Lord. We got about 30 seconds left on here. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for all you that are listening in. Amen. Meet us here next week. 6 o'clock, amen, praise the Lord, 6 o'clock, Thursday, every Thursday at 6 o'clock, we're going to look for you, praise the Lord, and we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking about that masturbation, and I want you to know there's nothing wrong with masturbation, praise the Lord, and it's not a sin, amen, praise the Lord, it's a medical thing, I tell you the truth, not God from dying, amen, God bless you, may heaven smile upon you, praise the Lord, another thing, if we have time, all right, we got 10 seconds, praise the Lord, and we are out of here. Next week, 6 o'clock, Elam Network, Controversial Talk with Bishop Lamont A. Jordan. God bless you. Amen. May heaven continue to smile upon you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just wait.